Moncrief on News Talk.
Happy International Friendship Day. Today is a day designed to celebrate friendship and to remind us that having a friend or friends is important to your emotional and physical health. Friends are one of those things that also make life worth living. Henry McKean set out to find some friendly people.
You're here near the cinema, both wearing Spider-Man outfits. You're Spider-Man fanatics.
Oh, yeah.
And you're friends. How did you become friends?
Well, I just met other friends, but I've known all my friends through college and school, years and years and years.
So you met through other friends?
Yes.
And you bonded over Spider-Man?
Sure.
And for you, tell us a little bit about your friends being International Friends Day. What do friends mean to you?
I guess they're really special to me because they're always there when I want to do things with them.
What's the right amount of friends to have? Is there one? Is one enough? Do you need 50?
I think it's different for everybody. I like to keep my group kind of small.
I have like a group of like 8 people that I talk to all the time, that's it.
Today is International Friendship Day. Yeah. You're dressed up as Spider-Man and you're wearing a Spider-Man mask. Maybe you are Spider-Man.
I might be.
Peter Parker only had a few friends. Do you have friends?
Oh, they're right over there, yeah.
They're your friends just there?
Yeah.
That crowd. Tell me about your friends.
Oh, they're very good. They're really comforting well to talk to.
So how many do you have?
I have quite a few, yeah. And my daughter-in-law, Tala, she's the best.
Your daughter-in-law, she's a good friend.
She is, yeah.
How long have you had your friends? Do they go all the way back to school?
Some of them do, yeah. Some of them. Yeah, some of them. But most is from the area in Clondalkin, where I moved out of Clondalkin.
And do you spend much time together?
Yeah, we do. We go for a coffee and lunch or whatever, yeah.
And do you have friends that perhaps you don't see in ages, but when you do meet up, it's like as if time had stood still?
I know, I meet them up, but I do. I get in touch.
So you do get in touch, you're quite good.
Every day and all on the phone, yeah, if I can get to see them.
What do your friends mean to you?
Friends are everything, but I haven't got that many I get older. One hand as regards friends, but acquaintances a lot more. Three friends that I would call friends.
Three friends, where did the other ones go?
Just life.
They just drifted away.
Yeah, I went insular, particularly since 2020, since COVID.
So you see a lot less people?
I see a lot less people. I actually, in COVID, in September 2020, I ended up in St. Patrick's Psychiatric Hospital from isolation and associated.
So you really struggled with the isolation?
I struggled terribly.
So three friends, they're core friends, and perhaps that's all you need because
exactly. They'll
be there for you.
Yeah.
And were they there for you in your time of need?
Yes, like Jim, I won't put one above the other, but he will. I have a bit of depression and whatever, so he will ring me when he feels like ringing me. But if I don't answer for 6 weeks, when he rings the next time, he won't say, "Where were you?" or "How come you didn't answer the phone?" It's just, he continues on from there. He's got a very, very good attitude.
So for you, mentally, friendships are so important and they've helped you through your dark times.
Without a doubt, yeah. And obviously when friendship is friends, you've got family. I'm like, I'm not excluding those. You know, I'm not really calling that friendship. Like my wife, we've 3 children. Our daughter lives in Perth, Australia, and my 2 sons live in the UK. So there's only the 2 of us at home.
And where is home?
Home is Kilcullen, County Kildare, where both of us are from. We were childhood sweethearts, so nearly 50 years married.
And your childhood sweetheart, she's your friend?
Oh, yeah.
But that's just your wife?
No, most definitely friend.
Friendships become even more important the older you get, and I'm lucky enough to have the same friends in my life that I've had since the first day in secondary school. And I suppose friendships change then when families come along and work commitments and everything, so even though you don't meet up as much, that those meetups become even more important because you've been through so many different stages of your life together.
So when you do meet up, is it like as if time stood still and you just
go
right back to that moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely for me, I find that. And your circle gets smaller as well. You kind of want to be around people who make you feel good and who have that connection to your past, I suppose.
And does your circle sometimes get smaller? And are you quite ruthless? Do you sometimes get rid of friends that do nothing for you. God, that sounds so evil.
I don't get rid of them, but I suppose maybe I might distance myself a little bit. I think you realise how precious your time is as you get older, and you want to be around people who make you feel good, I suppose, yeah.
And making new friends in our age group, it's not easy, is it?
No, you have to put yourself out there. You have to kind of, I suppose, just put yourself out there and be open to it too, because that's important to, new experiences and stuff.
My name is Leisha Redmond-McGrath, and I'm a chartered work and coaching psychologist. Happy International Friends Day. It's often said friends are the family you actually get to choose. And from a psychological perspective, they're extremely important, very protective for our mental health and building a sense of community. Very often we have friends from school, from college, from work, from maybe our child-rearing days and beyond. And sometimes, we can let these friendships slide. I think when we're in our teens, there can be 50 really good friends. And then when we're a bit older, there might be a handful. I think we can and should maintain friendships actively when we are going through something that's similar as other people. And I think we also need to be very overt, and maybe more overt than we are, in sort of naming the friendships that matter to us and actively investing them. Also being able to walk away from the ones that have run their course. I think people can get into difficulty when they try and be friends with the same people all their lives, even though sometimes those friendships can regrettably have run their course. But friendship, the psychology of friendship, very, very important. As I say, really positive for mental health. We know that loneliness, even with all social media, is a growing issue, and I've seen some studies that equate loneliness as equivocal to smoking and how damaging it can be. So invest in those friendships, let the ones slide with the whole heart that no longer serve, and keep yourself open to making new friendships as life evolves.
Yes, I have a lot of friends, but I suppose my core friends, I've probably got about five. Yeah, and some of them I know since I'm about 3 or 4, and we do spend time together a couple of times a year at least.
So you've got friends from junior infants?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you can finish each other's sentences?
Oh, absolutely, and we're like sisters because we've known each other so long. So yeah.
And you see and each then other?
We do, yeah.
And you've other friends as well?
And other friends as well, some I met later in life, and but I would say about 5 is the core number, but I do have others as well that I spend time with and I enjoy.
I'm 20.
So your friends, are they friends in the flesh or are some of them online?
There's a good mix. So there's a good few friends from college and there's a good few friends online. They live all over the world.
So those friends online, you perhaps have never met them, you only know them online. Yeah. Is it from gaming?
Yeah, usually from gaming and stuff like that.
And how do you know that they're your friends because you've never met them? I know
that's true.
That's such a generational gap, because I'm sure some of them are quite close to you, even though you only communicate through an app.
Mm-hmm. See, I think the beauty with it is the video calling, because then you can actually see each other face to face, even though you're not actually there. It's close enough behind the screen.
And are they really people?
Mm-hmm.
They're real people.
Yep.
They're not,
Yeah, they're not AI or...
They're not avatars.
Yeah, robots or whatever.
They're not bots.
Mm-hmm.
So... And that's the thing, that you see them as your friends and they're global.
Yeah.
And you know each other. Would you celebrate each other's birthdays and things?
Mm-hmm, stuff like that. It's stuff from their culture as well. Since we're all over the world, I can open up to other cultures. I can learn more about other people and stuff like that.
I'm 9.
I'm 10.
How did you become friends?
So we first met and we were cousins. We got along together and we just had a sleepover. So we've been together forever.
So you're friends and cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you really like each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know each other's favourite colour?
Hers is pink and mine's pink as well.
Yeah.
I'm Shane Keelan. I am a ceramicist based in Dublin. I've recently moved home from the UK, so I'm meeting lots of new friends at the moment.
So whereabouts in Ireland are you from originally?
I'm a Wexford man.
And whereabouts in the UK were you?
I was in London.
Did you make any friends in London?
Yeah.
A big scary city?
Yeah.
Wonderful city at that.
Absolutely incredible city, yeah. Lots of friends, people from all over the world, every corner of the globe, as well as a lot of friends from Ireland.
So do you pick up friends all over the place? Are you good at, like a sponge picking them up?
Yeah, I tend to pick up friends wherever I go, really, to be honest. I'm very lucky in that regard, very social.
And do you have old school friends? Do you have old college friends? friends, and do you keep in touch?
Very few, I would say, in regards to old school friends.
You just drifted?
Yeah, I just kind of drifted. I think I became a new person once I went to art college and things like that, and found better ways of expressing myself and maybe some better people to be able to express myself to more openly.
So that's so interesting. You've become a different person. So you could say, you know, it's a cliche, you became more arty.
Yeah, I suppose a little bit more arty. That's one way of putting it, but maybe a bit more expressive with my feelings and a bit more open to people of all different kind of walks of life than I would have been exposed to previously.
How important is a friendship to people? I mean, you know, there's people out there listening right now that perhaps have no friends, not one.
Yeah, that's very difficult. But I suppose some people don't need friends. A lot of people are very introverted, and that's okay too. I know for me, I have a big group of friends, but I've got one or two that are very important to me. And I just I share everything with, and they're almost like family.
So these would be really close friends where your innermost thoughts, your problems, you would share?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I travelled the world a lot. I was abroad for 7 years in different parts. I suppose friends are there when the whole world's gone out, I suppose. Write a few poems. I'll give you a quick one. Now and then. I think about you now and then. I often wonder what and when. Of summer days when we were friends, when laughter was my only friend. I often wonder what and where. I got lost and ended here. I think about you now and then. What could have been what we had then. So I bid you adieu and I say farewell. And please think of me every now and then.
Derek Power, that was wonderful, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You emigrated in your home now, perhaps during the famine when people emigrated.
Well, during the last recession, people had no choice but to go. And you know, it brought great camaraderie when you were over there, but like when you're forced to do something, it's a big difference than you wanting to go, you know.
It must have felt like a death, you know, 100 years ago now with social media, a little easier. But for you though, did you lose friends when you emigrated?
Well, you keep in touch. Nowadays, it's a lot different with, you know, WhatsApp and social media and all that.
Video calls.
But you'd meet people from Europe, like, they were over there and hadn't spoken to someone in 20-odd years. And, you know, it's a bit like, what's that song, The Streets of London? You know that one? Let me take you by the hand. You can see some sad cases, all right? It was nice to be home. You have a great appreciation for being home, I think.
Plenty of friends. Well, what you define as a friend, people you're acquaintances with or people you're really tight with. Select few of them. Particularly tight with lads I know from Ray Lady days, maybe football academy or primary, junior infants, that type of thing.
So you've kept in touch with the
football academy kids? Yeah, going all the way through the system of football. Like my dad does the coaching and I'm doing it since I'm about 6 years old. So going all the way up, certain lads you'll run into, maybe move teams, run back into them sort of thing. And then school as well, like local school, the primary and the secondary are about local. So you'll know boys coming up all the way. I was in the same class as a guy since I'm 4 years old until I'm 17. So it's kind of very easy to keep in touch if you're seeing them 8 hours a day. And it builds those kind of strong bonds, you know that way.
And will you go to the Premier League?
No, me personally, I hung up the boots. Won a big cup, hung up the boots, happy out. So that's me doing.
Tell me about your friends.
Yeah, I've only, like, since I've gotten older, it's a smaller group. But I think that works better now. There's less drama, there's less...
And that's the thing, having lots of friends, it means more drama.
Yeah.
And there's always a friend that likes to have a drama.
Yeah, there's always one.
And then you need to rally.
Yeah, so I think keep your circle small. Yeah.
Henry McCain reporting there. Funny enough, what that last one was saying, that one texter says, as we get older, I believe we only need a few good friends and maybe even just one good friend. Maybe, but probably there's a... As you get older, there's maybe a bit of, you lose people along the way, or people lose you, or, you know, life gets in the way. Another texter says, when my husband passed suddenly 2 years ago, my friends supported me in ways that I never expected. I've a handful of close friends, both male and female, and I would be totally lost without them. And I suppose it's that kind of situation that you really know. Who your friends are. And of course, we did that report because it's International Friendship Day. One texter wonders, if there is a Friendship Day, is there an International Enemies Day to balance it out? You could make a list and everything. Yeah, though the way the world is at the moment, it feels like every day is International Enemies Day.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.